And here I am.
Stay tuned for a live broadcast on heritageradionetwork.com. For a live broadcast on heritageradionetwork.com. Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
Hi, everybody. You tuned into the Heritage Radio Network. The show is Flash Talk Cash. We're about money, making it, spending it, saving it, what to do with it when you get it. We broadcast live every Thursday from the back of Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn. I'm your host, Joanne Flash Fleming. And my co-host is Andrew, my son, Newman. And he's coaching me because I don't have my introduction written down.
We've been doing this about a year and a half. I think.
Well, it's okay.
You know, usually people remember things by now.
Mm. I don't think.
What's the guy's name in the other room?
Carlos.
Okay.
Mikeless Carlos.
No, he's on now.
He's mic'd up Carlos this week. So we have Carlos, the one and only, running the booth inside.
Thanks for listening to this.
And
what was that?
Carlos,
is supposed to be my tiger, but I got.
Oh, he got big.
Wow!
Stuff.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks for Jack for showing up. There he is.
This is a special hello and congratulations and have fun to the staff down in Florida. Patrick, our beloved Patrick, the owner of the station, is getting married this weekend.
Congratulations.
And he's taken along a whole entourage of Heritage people and Roberta's people, and I'm sure they're going to have a couple of laughs.
I'm sure they have a good time.
Yeah. So we're up here holding down the fort, and we broadcast live every Thursday, as I said, and all shows, if you can't listen live, are archived on the website, or you can download a free podcast through iTunes, so you can listen to us anytime, all the time. We'd love to hear from you while we're streaming live. You can call us.
718-497-2128.
Or you can send us an email and call us. We'll read us the email. It's info@heritageradionetwork.com.
There it is. Let's get
started. Today, the show is Big Money in Sports.
Linsanity.
We're going to talk about Linsanity. Everybody's talking about Linsanity. We might as well talk about it.
I don't think it would be as big of a deal if he wasn't in New York.
Well, I don't know, but he's here in New York. And
or
this
if
is,
he wasn't Asian and went to Harvard.
Yeah.
That's part of the package.
I think it all feeds into the story. I think the fact that the Knicks are winning after they lost like
the
eight in a row, you know, that helps.
But you got to give him credit for winning.
No, the kid's doing fantastic. He's doing a great job. There have been some detractors.
Yeah.
Who have said just because he's Asian or just because he went to Harvard, these are the reasons.
No, I think it's more
about the New York City thing.
I think it's because he's been able to pull off some incredible
scoring. Doing some really great things. Mm-hmm. His team is undermanned at the time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of factors feeding into the situation.
Yep.
And it is a very, very good situation for New York in general.
Yes. We just came off a great high from the Giants winning the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
And then a few days later,
Linsanity struck.
Linsanity came. So what is this doing to the New York City economy? That's what I want to talk about.
I think people spend a lot more money now.
Well, it's interesting because many people may not know, but the MSG network that broadcasts the Knicks is not on. They're in a battle with Time Warner Cable.
This is true.
And the people who subscribe to Time Warner Cable, which is a large part of New York City cable market,
I'd say really,
2.5 million subscribers.
It's
2.5 million subscribers in New York City, so or in the metropolitan area, maybe, because there are other providers in the area, and so they have been blacked out from all the games. So the people who are fans and want to catch a piece of this fun going on in the Knicks have to go out somewhere else to a
They're
bar.
They're forcing people to drink.
To a bar or to other people's homes and restaurants to who carry it. DirecTV has it in other, like I said, other, I think there's Comcast or
I'm sure
something.
Fios also carries
Yeah, Fios has it. And there's other people. So
there's a lot of different carriers out there, but...
There's some. There's not a lot.
Well, the problem with the cables, they have like these contracts where you can only have one provider.
Yeah.
Most of the time. A lot of times your building's only allowed to have one thing.
Right, correct.
You don't have an option.
That's right. So, and in Chinatown where Lin Sanity...
He's Taiwanese.
No, he's Chinese.
Taiwanese.
In Chinatown, they're going crazy for him. And
all over the city, they're going crazy for him.
But in Chinatown, they're really going crazy. And they only have Time Warner, so they have very few options to go watch it. So they're out, and they don't have a lot of sports bars in Chinatown to begin with.
Yeah.
So they're out, going out and looking for their boy to watch him play.
This is really a really bad situation for... I think it's Time Warner Cable. That's really, or is it MSG? I don't know who's the one.
I don't know who's at
who's
fault,
the greedier one
is,
at this point.
But this is going to force them to the table very quickly because both of them
it's
are
ridiculous.
Losing money by not having
it's
this
egregious.
Broadcast.
It's egregious that these two large corporations are fighting over how to make more money each. It's just,
you know what's interesting about this basketball season. In addition to that, is that there was a what do they call
the lockout.
It? A lockout until December 15th or December 21st. Christmas Day was the first day.
Yes.
So we lost how many? 6 weeks of the season?
That's about 4 or 5 weeks, I think.
So this season in New York has been very unusual.
Very truncated. Very truncated. It's about 66 games instead
right.
of an 82-game schedule.
Right.
They're playing a lot of like back-to-back days, which they used to do.
Right.
So you see, there's a lot more basketball going on in a smaller period of time, and they're missing out. A lot of people are missing out on the games because they can't get the games.
Well, there are people out there spending money, like you said, drinking more because they're going to bars. The fun things that have happened since Lin Sanity took over is the stock prices for MSG, that's Madison Square Garden, is climbing quickly.
Well, they have a quality product now.
StubHub, the prices, they're doing very well. The prices are...
People want to go to the games.
Are shooting up over...
Because you can't watch it on TV.
Over 100%.
Plus, the Knicks are actually good.
Yeah.
The Knicks are good.
They had lost 8 in a row, I think, prior to this kid coming around.
Right.
And now that they won 7 in a row, or 8 in a row, maybe even after yesterday. I don't know. They're about 50, they're about 500 now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking like
they
a competitive team. Oh, no, they're probably going to go to the playoffs. They were going to go to the playoffs before, probably, with Carmelo and Amari. But like this solidifies the system that D'Antoni has.
Yes.
He's the kind of point guard they need in New York to run the system to make it a quality team.
Mm-hmm.
And now we can't even watch the team on TV.
Well, you got to go to the bar to watch it.
Well, that's just really unfair.
No,
like people paying a lot. Cable's not cheap.
Right.
Cable's very expensive.
Yes.
And then I don't even think MSG's on the regular basic.
No, you have to buy the
You have
package.
To buy like the premier package.
Well,
so
I don't know
more.
If you need a premier package.
I think it's not in the regular package. Like,
there's three
it's like
pack,
the $30
three levels.
Yeah, it's
pack.
Like an extra. It's a little bit extra, more expensive.
Yeah.
And
it's
then,
like the YES Network,
yeah,
too.
You don't get in the basic package.
Correct.
So now you're paying more. So you're paying more to get this package, and you can't even get the product
That's
you're paying
right.
for.
That's right.
It's ridiculous.
But on the good things is that he's generating a lot of revenue. The MLB, NBA site is selling more Lin shirts than any other shirt out there.
Right now, yeah.
Yes.
Makes sense.
Making a lot of money. And the Chinese people...
You know what's going to be funny is when this kid hits the wall and he doesn't do it anymore.
Well,
he's been around for about 2 years.
Yes.
It's not like this kid's like...
Well, that's what everybody
Fresh
thought. But when
granted, it is like it's like a guy going on a hot streak in baseball.
Yes,
you have a hit streak of like 30 games.
Yes,
you're doing great.
Yes.
Everyone loves you. You're doing phenomenal. Then all of a sudden you stop.
Yeah, but doesn't mean he's going to crash and burn and
he's
not
crash,
come back.
But
and maintain
there is
some
no
sort
precedent
of level
for this kid doing what he's doing.
Uh-huh.
There's no precedent.
Right.
He's been around for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Usually you reach a peak prior to 2 years into the NBA.
Yeah.
Or you stick around in the league.
Yeah, but
you're not coming out of the minor leagues
right,
of the NBA
right.
to do this.
Yeah.
It doesn't usually happen.
Yes.
So I don't know if it's a fluke. This kid's hitting a jump shot all of a sudden. I don't know what it is. But everyone should ride it while it's happening.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Yes. So so the bars are doing great around the city. The Chinese people are thrilled because they haven't seen a Chinese-American in basketball since, what was his name? Ming
Yao?
Yao Ming. I have a friend named Ming Yao.
That's great.
That's why I said Yao Ming.
That's
Ming
helpful.
Yao.
Ming Yao.
Ming Yao is his name. He's from Taiwan,
I'm
and this
so
guy's name is Yao Ming.
I'm so glad you're shy. Can I name some of my friends
no,
now?
I
have a lot
of
Asian friends.
Are any of them named Lin Jeremy? Okay.
No, it's Jeremy Lin.
No, I'm saying it
Whose
different.
Last name is Jeremy?
No,
other than Ron.
Listen to me.
Is that a real name? Was that a stage name, Carlos? Quick, Google that one.
I don't know. So if things continue, the prospect for the New York economy is the Knicks could boost their
ticket
next
sales.
Year's revenue,
of course,
by $25 to $50 million. By merchant, because of merchandise sales and ticket price rises. Uh-huh. He'll boost the current year's Knicks revenue $10 to $20 million this season just by the merchandise and the playoff revenue.
If they make the playoffs.
If they make, and they're assuming they're going
to
make the playoffs.
Well, it also has to help the ticket sales, the concession sales, correct, all these things, and it helps the people.
He's going to
increases jobs.
He's going to boost overall league revenues by $40 to $80 million because now people are going out to watch him on the road.
Yep.
Yes. And, you know, people are tuning in. People have NBA packages and they can watch any game if they live in.
You cannot get the Knicks game on the NBA package in New York City.
That's right.
Your
they games black
are
it
still
out.
Blacked out.
They black them out.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And this summer, they predict that Lynn will make between $10 and $20 million in endorsement income.
Endorsement, yes.
Yeah. Pretty good.
The poor kid was living on his brother's couch
poor
for about
kid. He's still
two
there.
Weeks.
He didn't make an apartment.
I heard he got an apartment. I heard he subletted David Lee's apartment.
Oh, I don't know.
David Lee's a former Knicks
player.
Yeah.
I saw that in the papers today. So the Chinese and the Taiwanese and the Philippine cable companies are making money on this now.
Of course,
now.
They're selling
they're
the
now buy. They now bought up more games to put on.
It's like the Japanese bought the Yankees.
Yeah. So it's an overall all net big win for New York. So is this guy going to be a one-man economic recovery for the United States, at least for New York City?
Carlos, you okay over there, buddy?
He's laughing. I don't know.
Carlos is having a lot of fun by himself.
By himself. I
don't think...
And he's looking at us, I don't know, as if we know something's going on. Let's keep...
He's been drinking, that kid.
I don't know.
I don't know if... He's not dragging us out of a recession, I'll tell you that much, you know.
Well,
but
he certainly boosted the economy. You know, it's only been a week. 10 days.
Well, when you win constantly, it helps.
Yes.
You ride a high. It's like an endorphin high.
Yes. So the Giants boosted a lot of money into the New York City system.
I think this is even better.
This is better.
Because it's every day.
Unpredictable.
Whereas the Giants were like a once a week kind of thing.
Yeah.
You hear a boom. But now it's like every day you want to go out again.
Well, it's also,
see.
The Giants weren't a phenomenon. This is a phenomenon. And people are really getting, you know, when the Giants are winning, that's nice. And they're Giant fans and they're people who are interested. But this is like everybody's involved. Everybody's interested. Everybody wants to see what's going on. Everybody's talking about it.
Now you need to go see the next game. And you got to see the next game. And you got to see the next game. And you go out because you want to see this kid.
That's right.
And you want to see the Knicks play. And they're winning.
Yes.
It's like they're on a winning streak.
Yes.
And you don't want to ruin that. You want to get on the bandwagon. Everyone's jumping.
And this guy only makes a few bucks right now.
Well, he probably makes a league minimum at this point.
The league minimum, which is a few $100,000.
I'm sure we're not crying for him.
Only a few hundred.
I know, we're not crying for the guy. Well, it is prorated also, Carlos. You know, it's not a full season. He only came up about a third of the season. He missed about a third of the season.
Okay, but the guy graduated from Harvard, and he's got, an economics degree or something? You know, he's a pretty small cookie. So his classmates make that kind of money, too,
probably.
In a few years.
There's probably
a few
people in his tax bracket from his graduating class.
So we're going to talk next about the other athletes that make money.
Unfortunately, most athletes are not graduating from Harvard.
No, it's true.
There is Ryan Fitzpatrick. There's Ryan Fitzpatrick from the Buffalo Bills, starting quarterback. I think he was a Harvard grad as well.
Mike Mussina was a graduate of Stanford.
There was a lot of Stanford. Stanford's, you know, a lot of Stanford kids, but the Ivy Leagues, not many kids making it to Ivy Leagues.
Well, Stanford is an Ivy League school.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
Please.
I thought it was maybe Ivy League of the West Coast, but I don't think it's an Ivy League.
It is. No, it's an Ivy League school.
It is not an Ivy League school.
You look it up after the show. Well, it certainly is.
We're going to have to Google that one on the break, Carlos, but I'm 99% sure it's not an Ivy League school, Jordan.
Is.
Since when?
Okay. We're going to take...
The college has been around for about 100 years.
I think we have a telephone call.
No.
What does that T mean?
It's timeout.
Timeout? We're having a timeout? I don't know what
Carlos. That was one of the weirdest. Are you a cheerleader?
Carlos gave me a T and I thought I meant telephone. So why don't we take a minute break now and come back and talk about the other side of the finances and the athletes, okay? We'll be right back, okay?
The following program was sponsored by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons. Summertime is not the only time when barbecue is welcome. At S. Wallace Edwards & Sons, Sam Edwards has been working his magic on ribs, briskets, pit-cooked pulled pork, and much, much more. Add a few of their sides and the party is complete. Entertaining has never been so easy. To order, go to virginiatraditions.com.
I thought we were doing a commercial. Okay, so we're back. Flash Talks Cash. We're talking about athletes and their money. And so now we talked about Lynn's sanity. We're going to talk about the other insanity. And that's all those guys who make the big bucks. And how many of them wind up brokesters? Too many of them. It's such a common phenomenon. It's horrible. I think today it happened. I'm not sure if it's today. But Allen Iverson is broke, and he is probably going to have to, I think he's going to have to file bankruptcy.
Okay.
Andrew,
you told me to look this up.
Andrew's checking about
Stanford. Can I list the members of the Ivy League?
Well, is Stanford up there?
No.
Okay. I don't agree with you, but that's okay.
That's what it says on Wikipedia, and Wikipedia is never wrong.
Oh, okay. Right. It's never wrong. Never wrong.
I love Wikipedia.
Can we talk about Allen Iverson now?
Well, no, it's not only Allen Iverson.
No, I'm talking about today. No, of course. But I'm talking about today. Today, this is the news that broke today. He has an outstanding jewelry bill for $860,000. The judge said, you got to pay it, okay? He earned $154 million in salary alone over the course of his NBA career. And he's broke. And so that's incredible. He has gambling problems, missed child support payments, and it's very common around professional athletes.
I think it's mostly basketball and football players.
60% of the NBA players become financially insolvent within 5 years of quitting their league. And pro football players are even faster to lose their fortunes. More than three-quarters of the retired NFLers go broke within 2 years.
That's literally what I just said.
Yes.
I said it's NBA and NFL.
Yeah, they're not the only ones. Baseball do too.
And other
sports.
Some of them. Okay. I don't think it's true. Prevalent. I remember a few years ago, there was Antoine Walker, or about a year ago, okay. Antoine Walker, what former about? NBA player, $30-something million dollars in salary over about 10 years.
Yes.
Broke.
Yes.
Mark Brunel last year.
Okay, what about Mike Tyson? Mike Tyson.
That's boxing.
But I'm just talking about another one. Outside of this, Lenny Dykstra recently.
Well, that guy was a crook.
How about ice skater Dorothy Hamill? She went bankrupt, too.
I think a lot of the problem is also mismanagement.
Well, of course.
And for boxing, it's even worse because the managers take most of the money, whereas like other sports, it's just a certain percentage. They don't get most of the bank in boxing.
I don't know.
Usually the...
Well, they also have very poor financial advisors.
Most of the...
Many of them rip them off. Most of them are ill-qualified, unqualified.
Wait, you're saying financial people rob other people of their money?
Well, they put themselves out as financial people.
This happens?
Yes.
I don't believe that.
Yes, it's
really?
True. Financial people rip off unassuming people.
Wow.
It's so sad. What about Bernie Madoff? As a matter of fact, Sandy Koufax is a victim of the Bernie Madoff Ponzi scam.
The Mets.
The Mets. Yeah, but Sandy Koufax is a nice old man.
It's a baseball organization run by business people.
But the Mets actually had a lot of financial advice regarding the Bernie Madoff
Ponzi
scheme.
Well, that's why they got caught. And they were like, they wanted
okay, so we know that there's a lot of them out there, and Andrew named a few, but I'm going to tell you a couple of more. There is foreclosures, high unemployment, and it's hard to sympathize with these guys because they made $5, $10 million. Or in the case of Derek Coleman.
Yeah, the basketball player.
$90 million over a career, and he lost all his money. He went bankrupt.
Well, look at MC Hammer. It happens in every industry.
So
it's celebrities that...
People who can't stop
you
spending
money. You make your
money
fast when you didn't have it. Then all of a sudden you got all the money. What are you doing?
And they don't have a clue about money.
No idea.
They don't have a clue.
They have 30 guys around telling what to do.
Well, they have entourages.
Exactly.
And the people who are in their entourage are very good at spending their money.
It's easy to spend money.
Well, it's easy for them people to spend money. People who don't know understand money. Athletes are often unschooled, especially in financial literacy. They go from high school into college on scholarship, and they get out of college, which they've never had to live with a budget or, you know, write a check. And then they get into the professional sports, and they make their hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars, and they haven't a clue how to handle it.
Well, most professional sports have, like, a rookie introduction.
They have them, yes.
That they train them on... Not only finances, but also like people you should put around you.
Yeah.
You know, like personal training, right. like the whole, there's a whole thing because this is a very
big problem.
Not it's just highly marketable, highly in the news. It's just you're out there and you need to make sure that your product is packaged properly. And they do it not only for finances, but for just how you relate to the media,
right.
how you deal with these things. And the problem is they're high testosterone driven jobs where you work really hard and then they usually play very hard and they get caught up in the moments and they spend their money. They get drunk. They do things that they shouldn't do. And, you know,
They have women chasing them, unfortunately, who are gold diggers. Yeah.
The best is the football players who start selling drugs.
I don't know what you mean.
Are you kidding me? There's Leon Lett, who got caught big time, hundreds of pounds of marijuana.
Why did you need to do that?
I have no idea. Oh, no, he was retired. He was retired.
So he needed to make money.
He probably made money. But there is a football player on the Cincinnati Bengals last year. He was having marijuana delivered to his house.
Yes.
So he could sell it?
So I don't know if he was selling it or someone in his entourage, but someone ordered marijuana to his house, like 30 pounds of marijuana.
Yeah.
And then other drugs were found when they raided his house.
Yeah.
Like, how stupid are you?
Well, what about Michael Vick, who did the horse, the dog?
I think that was different. That wasn't for money making more. That's like a cultural thing where he enjoyed the sport of it.
Really?
Which is illegal. I think that's what it was.
He didn't do it to make extra money on
the
side.
I don't think he was making money off that. Uh-huh. I'm sure his friends were, and they had a little enterprise going, but I think he really liked it for the sport.
Yeah.
Because other sport athletes came out afterwards saying, I respect his cultural choices to do that.
Yeah.
So saying it's okay to do the dog fighting.
Yeah.
But then the whole finances of it and gambling and other things like that go along with the culture of dog fighting became the illegal portion of it. It's not the actual dog fighting itself that really got Michael Vick in trouble. It was interstate transport of, like, products. Like,
well, that's what they got him on.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's where they got him on. That's like transporting prostitutes across state is illegal too.
So you mentioned a few minutes ago
we'll talk about that another time, Carlos. That's my side business. I don't want to put that out there too much, but yeah.
So you mentioned that the professional leagues have the classes available and services available.
I think it's a requirement for most rookies.
And, you know, they all sign up or they go and listen. And Torrey Hunter said, you know, once you get into this financial stuff, it sounds like Japanese to these guys. And then they say, I can't go back to that. I don't understand it. Another guy, an ex-football wide receiver, maybe you know this guy, Raghib Ishmael?
Yeah, that's a Rocket Ishmael.
What's his name?
Rocket Ishmael.
Rocket? R-A-G-H-I-B?
No. His name was Rocket Ishmael.
Oh, Rocket Ishmael. He says he had a meeting with J.P. Morgan, and he said it sounded like listening to Charlie Brown's teacher.
I have that problem when I talk to people now, like who own businesses or...
They don't get it.
A lot of people don't get finances.
Yes.
And the problem is the larger you get, the more people want to talk to you about your finances, and you don't know what the hell's going on.
Right.
Like, no one's calling me and saying, hey, Andrew, let me talk to you about your finances, because I don't have anything.
Yeah.
So... When you get drafted into any league you're in, people are going to start calling you. They call you and say, hey, or someone recommends someone else to talk to you, and then all of a sudden their money's in your pocket, their hands in your pocket. Look at Billy Joel.
Yeah. His manager took his money.
That's what I'm saying.
But he wasn't really the financial guy. He was his manager. Managers have financial roles usually are separate.
They should be. But that doesn't always happen either.
So let me just tell you, there are some successes. We have Magic Johnson. He's a very successful.
There's plenty of successful people.
No, not plenty. There are some. And he's had a lot of success. And
it's easy Michael to hear about
Jordan,
the failures.
Michael Jordan, even with his divorce cost him $168 million. He still managed to have a successful business career out when he retired from basketball.
Well, the Nike relationship probably really helped
that
Nike
one. Nike is his big one. And owns Gatorade. The Charlotte.
Well,
he owns the Hornets.
A lot of revenue still from that. And, you know, when you're the greatest of all time, it's easy to market yourself even after you're out of the league.
Okay, so.
He still does Hanes commercials and probably makes ton of money.
Okay, so
you're right there.
I'm trying to get to this. I want to talk about what's the most dangerous thing that could happen to an athlete financially.
I think investing your money in businesses.
Okay, well, the response is the divorce rate.
Kobe Bryant just did that.
It's the divorce rate ranges from 60% to 80% after they retire. That's a very hard divorce rate.
The money stops coming in. The women start running away.
The couple spend more time together, and they don't have prenups. Huh. Okay, so here's this guy. I've heard Dikembe
Mutombo.
he canceled his wedding the day before because his fiance refused to sign a prenup. It cost him $250,000, but it was probably cheaper to pay that
exactly.
than it was to go get into a marriage.
Everyone
without.
Of these guys should have a prenup.
So
in place.
That cost him $250,000. He canceled his wedding. That was pretty interesting. It took a lot of courage to do that.
That's not courage. That's smart.
It takes a lot of courage to cancel the wedding the day before.
If the woman doesn't want to marry you because of a prenup,
right.
that means she doesn't love you.
So we have some. We also have another factor is sexual opportunities for these guys. Players end up being responsible for child support. Sean Kemp has seven children with six women. Wait.
That's fine.
No, it's not okay. Derek,
no, I'm saying. Derek there are plenty of guys like that.
Has seven children with five women.
Yeah.
And Travis Henry.
Nine
children
with nine women.
That's pretty pathetic.
There's plenty of guys in the
Henry
league
like that. Henry went to prison because he was arrears $170,000. So these guys really need to learn how to handle the rest of their life.
And birth control.
Birth control, financial.
There are stories out there of women who marry these guys
yes.
who allow them to do whatever they want on the road.
Yes.
Whatever you do on the road is fine. You come home as long as you don't have
any
kids.
Yeah, but after they retire.
Well, after they retire, I'm sure the woman's leaving
anyway.
It's divorce
rate, 60 to 80%, yeah. he said.
Well, that's because
that's huge.
They stopped making the money.
So
what's your recommendation to a professional athlete?
You have to really, first of all, sit in that class. You got to sit in that class. That's number one.
Right.
And number two, find someone who mentor. Wait, let me finish. Find someone who you're on the team with that is financially successful, a veteran, someone that has their act together, and talk to them and try to get those people to turn you on to the right kind of, advisors. You know, I'm sure they're, like you said, one third of them are doing okay. Two thirds are failing. But one third of them. So there's got to be, one third of the guys in the locker room do have some good connections. Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem is also a lot of these sports, the length of the career is
very short.
That's why I think baseball players have a lower failure rate because they usually stay in the league a lot longer.
No, they actually don't. I have those numbers here. It's very surprising.
Really?
It's very basketball is the longest length. Let me tell you the number. It was very surprising to me. Baseball, the average baseball player is 3 years in the majors.
Really?
Yep. If you give me 1 second.
I think the difference is, though, usually those guys have toiled in the minor leagues
yes.
for so long
yes.
that you respect the value of the dollar more.
Yeah.
Because it's not like you're coming out. No one gets drafted in baseball and goes right to the big leagues.
Yeah.
Very rare. Whereas
right.
in NFL and NBA,
yes, they do.
You're out of college, you're making millions of dollars,
and some of them even out of high school.
Oh, no, yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
boom,
you're right. It's like
you have nothing to all of a sudden you have
yeah.
as much as you want.
Yes.
Whereas in baseball, it's like
you have
this,
a long time of starving.
It's like usually a year or two at least, if not more. For these guys
yes.
to get into the major leagues. So they're making maybe you have a signing bonus of a few yeah. hundred thousand dollars,
yes.
but you're still making $35,000 to $45,000.
Yeah, they're making a regular salary, a low salary. But
some of these guys are sitting on a couple million dollars, but you know you're not.
I agree.
So it's a lot. You learn a lot more about the process of
how to handle your money.
Exactly.
Living on a budget.
Exactly.
But still, it doesn't help. They get in there. They, they feel like they have to live large because that's what they expect. They think it's expected of them.
I think baseball's a little bit different, though.
Well,
you don't hear about baseball players really going broke that much,
yeah.
except for the guys who were in the limelight for a longer period of time, like Lenny Dykstra, who couldn't get away from the limelight. He needed that.
Yeah.
He needed the action.
Kosenko, I think Rafael Palmeiro, I think he's in.
Well, I think that might be other issues because of the
drugs
use and
yes,
stuff like that.
Yes.
He may have lost a lot of his endorsements and other things that he was probably banking on utilizing after his career ended.
Right.
So, I just think like it's different for those guys. Like when you're. If you win the lotto, like all of a sudden you were like in college doing your thing, now you win the lotto. I think there should be more prep work for these kids as they're going through college, especially the ones that are going to go to the pros.
I agree. And I think as I'm sitting here, I'm thinking maybe they should teach financial literacy all the way from the time you're in elementary school.
I think a lot of people couldn't use it anyway,
people,
no matter what.
A lot of people, regardless of what you go into,
that's
don't
have
a
so
clue
debt.
About money,
that's
and they don't learn it at home, so you have to teach it in class, and it could be taught starting in a very young
the
age,
housing,
first grade.
The housing bubble
you
is a really prime example, though.
You could start with savings accounts, as simple as savings accounts, and allowances, and go all the way up to actually having a checking account and understanding what your payroll checks look like and things like that.
Much money
so perhaps it's too late to start them when they become rookies in the majors, and perhaps it, and in college, lots of them don't take any of those classes. I think they take gym, and they take basket weaving. You remember those days?
Communications.
And that, so, a lot of them don't even graduate college. Is that where they get plucked out of college?
Oh, yeah, no. The only reason for most of them to go to college is
to get a platform.
No, it's just because they have to. They have to go to college.
Right. That's the minor leagues for the football and basketball. Yes.
You have to go to college for at least a year or two.
So we're wrapping this up. We know that the economy is going to improve now that New York City has Linsanity going on, and we have the Giants going on, and baseball starts in another few weeks. And
I can't wait.
Who knows what's going to happen next? It's been a good run for New York City, and hopefully next time we talk.